Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and their charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. We're going to find out more about what's going on with Rutherford County Schools from the school board perspective. Member and former chair, Tammy Sharp, joining us here in studio today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. It's been a minute. But
it seems like it has.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we had you on, but we've got a lot to talk about today.
I'm sure it was, the last one was probably Jazz Fest.
Oh, really? It's been a year, probably, huh?
I think it's been a year, yes.
Wow. Well, we've got some Jazz Fest to talk about here today and all kinds of things. I did jot down a few notes myself here, and recently we have been doing spring sports on the air and have been to both Oakland and Riverdale. And, of course, there's, you know, baseball, softball facilities are around the new addition. Man, that's... it's going to be sharp when it's finished.
It is. Smyrna High School, of course, is already, theirs right. is already finished.
Is it very similar in terms?
It's not, because the layout is it's different. But they try to make them as similar as they can. Yeah. But Oakland, of course, and Riverdale will be the same. And it is huge. We were just out there for an event not long ago, and it's like, oh my goodness. But it's going to be a great addition for their schools.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... The whole look of the school has changed with that, you know. I mean, it's brings great focus to it. I really love the going over the roadway there, how they've done that,
the bridge,
or breezeway, whatever. So it's looking really good.
It's going to be great for them. And I know that they're very excited about it.
I can certainly see where that has been a challenge to build, though.
Oh, yes, because they've had to reroute the foot traffic and you know, of course, not only pedestrian traffic, but as surely the cars and everything back there, because it's pretty tight. It's pretty packed in over there.
Yeah, we shoehorn them in wherever we can, right?
No, we do.
Like at Laverne.
Yes, the annex is coming. We're gonna have a 3-story there, and I was just there recently for the play that the drama department put on the Addams Family, and it was fantastic. Shout out to Miss Hunter and her class. They did a phenomenal job. We're going to try to get them in to one of our school board meetings so they can do one of the songs that they did in the play. We're working on that right now. But phenomenally talented people. But that annex is going to be an addition, a great addition for that school as well.
I understand they've started on that, haven't they?
They have, and that they're putting the footing in now. So it's amazing. I try to drive by there at least once a week to see what's going on. And I don't know how Trey Lee got those portables that were in the spot that they're building in just a little patch of grass. There's about 4 of them. What's in between some parking spaces. So I don't know how.
It's crazy.
Whoever built the pyramids probably put those in there because it's a feat that I've not seen before, because it's a very small piece of grass that they've put about 4 portables in there. So.
We were at Laverne a few weeks ago doing a basketball game, and I knew that it was going to, if you're facing the activities entrance, it's to the left.
Yes.
So kind of on the back side. Yeah. And I thought, gosh, where are they? And it's 3 stories, and you know, parking's already an issue, and so
it is.
But we got it in. Going to have to have it.
Yes, got to have it. And it's Smyrna as well. We have parking issues over there as well. And you know, I talked to Dr. Sutherland about that piece of property that Kroger was going to go in, and that has not, as far as we know, the transaction has not happened. And I was hoping that the school board would go in and buy that piece of property. We had looked at it before, along with some other pieces of property, but we really need to secure that piece of property so we can have that. They're already landlocked, but we really don't need retail coming in there on the backside where they can park in the parking lot. I do think that there could be some security issues and things like that.
Well, you already have that. Is it condos that's right behind
there's
the football field?
Apartments behind it, apartments. There's some more coming in, and they're going to connect it across the railroad tracks to behind Karen's Custard.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. So they're coming through there. But I mean, you know, it never stops.
No.
I mean, you can go down the same street every day in Smyrna or Laverne and see something new where they're building, and they've broken ground.
Dr. Sutherland was on, I think, the day on the roundtable show the day after that the plans somehow mysteriously appeared online for the Kroger, Super Kroger, or whatever it was going to be. So is that something that the county is looking at maybe purchasing? Is that property? Because it's commercial, and so you know something's going to go there eventually.
Something's going to go there, and we had spoken about it before, and I've had a couple conversations with Dr. Sutherland. Sullivan and Sutherland. I don't know where we are with that, but I think that's something that we need to get, because Amnon Shreveman owns that piece of property, and I'd spoken with him before, and he did want to put the retail in the front, on the front of it, which I think is fine for the front, but having Kroger in the back in that parking lot, and there were some other parcels when they brought that to us about some land that's in there, it's flood land and some other things that connect to back of Karen's, they were wanting to give us that property. Well, when we kind of found out, we thought it was a done deal. When we kind of found out that it was not, you know, that's when Dr. Sutherland came and said, listen, we need to get that. Because we were looking at those two parcels that faced west, sort of that faced the school.
Okay.
So Kroger would be behind it, and then your retail would be to the right on the road. So there were some parcels there that even...
They'd give you a buffer between.
Yes. Yeah. So even Stan Vaught said, we need to buy those two parcels. And then we found out that the Kroger deal has not been done. We've not, they may be negotiating it behind the scenes, but there's been no contract or anything on there. So I would like to, I don't know about the other board members, but it's, to me, it's a sensible thing to do, to kind of just, since we're landlocked on this side, to go ahead and square that one up. And that way nobody else can come in there, because they really can bring Kroger in there. They can bring a Target. They can bring anything in there, because it's already commercial and it does not have to go back before the city council in Smyrna.
Okay.
I mean, they can take their plans, but there's no way really to stop them on that.
Well, and the problem is you've got increased traffic, and there are going to be some out parcels or out little
outposts,
buildings that are going to bring in who knows what kind of businesses.
Well, and that was one of the issues that I had with them putting the dump at Laverne Lake. It's going to put people on that property that wouldn't normally be on that property, and you just can't keep enough eyes on it to keep it safe. You can't. It, obviously, well-meaning people are going to be visiting that, but it also will attract other people. So, and we need to do everything that we can do to keep our campuses safe.
And I would think that no matter who's looking at that property, it's worth a pretty penny right now.
Well,
too.
You know, nobody, everybody's really proud of their property these days.
If you've got it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've got comps out there, which, you know, the Beatty property pretty much set the comp for that. So there's kind of no going back after that. And we had some other property. The Brewers had a piece of property that was a beautiful piece of property that they had offered to us. For $54,000 an acre, because they have family, they have children that work in the system, and they wanted to give us a solid, which is the solid if you're looking at someone that's wanting $80,000 an acre. And unfortunately, the majority of the board wanted to pass on that. So, but we've got to secure some more land. The Lee property is looking promising.
And where is that at?
That is sort of by... It's sort of in the Stewart's Creek. It's on the Lee Road.
Okay.
So it's not far from Stewart's Creek. So we're looking at that now. Jeff Reed has got the family together, because they had to put it in a trust. Family owned it, and they had to put it in a trust and get all that together. So we're negotiating with them now. We signed the contract, and we're waiting on the appraisal to come back. And then once the appraisal comes back, then Trey Lee will go forward with the GOs, the soil testing and all of that, because you know we got rock up here, we've got a little bit of everything up here, and people say there's land everywhere. It still has to be buildable land, so there is a lot of land up here, but just like some of the other pieces of property that we passed on, you know, they either have caves or they have rocks or anything that's not buildable.
Yeah, we have more caves, I learned in watching a documentary, in Middle Tennessee than anywhere in the world, I think, is
really?
What I heard.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Those underground caves and things like that, so with all the limestone. Now, would this Lee property, so that would help alleviate some stress on Blackman and Stewart's Creek, I'm
Blackman
assuming.
Blackman and Stewart's Creek, that is correct.
And would this be for a high school, or would it be enough property for maybe a school complex like we've been doing?
We really want to go back to the three complexes and maybe just build smaller so more can fit on that footprint. We've talked about doing an elementary and a middle and a high school on that.
So. Okay, yeah. So it may not be a 2,500 student high school or something,
no,
right?
No, no. Yeah. And listen, look, I get it that the county commissioners want us to, you know, build as big as we can because it saves money and everything, but it's so hard on the students. It's hard on the staff. It's hard to staff. And, you know, it's a security issue when you have, because if you have 2,500 students, you have 100 or 150 admin to go along with that. You know, so there's just a lot of people in that building and in that area. So
I've been concerned about there being so many kids in a school.
It's hard. And listen, you know, we've got kids that love to go to Holloway, even though they have just a basketball team. They don't have the other accoutrements that the other schools have. Mm-hmm. But they love it because it's smaller and they feel like that they're not getting lost in the 2,500 students.
Yeah. Tammy Sharp joining us today, Rutherford County School Board member. I want to go back to the Smyrna Annex because you were telling me that the new annex has given them the ability to branch out.
Yes, they have a new student animal science program, and there's about 150 students in there, and they had a feature on News Channel 2 last night. So they've got goats, chicken, and turkeys, and I'm not sure if they're going to stop with that, but it's a new area for the. It's a great program for the North End.
That's
so
awesome.
They're very excited about it.
I know the Smyrna campus within the last year and a half has just drastically changed with all of the athletic complex that was built.
And if people haven't seen it, they need to go and see it. Thank you, Smyrna Ready Mix and Dow Smith. It is, it's something, it looks like one of the high end, it looks like Ingram or I forgot the other name of
Innsworth,
the high end. Innsworth, yes. I mean, it is top shelf. It's beautiful, and the students are so deserving of that. And they told me the last time I was there looking at it that they had saved enough money on the project that they were probably going to get a Jumbotron.
Oh, wow.
I hope that wasn't on the down low, because you know, that's they're just phenomenal, and Smyrna Ready Mix has been wonderful to our school system, because you know they donated money for our Stewart's Creek to go to the inauguration.
Yeah.
And all that was an emotional week for everyone. They did get to play.
Well,
and,
it was a roller coaster ride.
Oh,
it was.
And the students performed perfectly. And, you know, that's the thing. We have so many talented students, not only in sports, but our arts programs that we have, and the students that are in those, they're phenomenal. Phenomenally talented.
Well, I don't want to let our time get away. There are a couple of important things. Jazz Fest, one of those.
Yes.
And you were telling me about this new program that's going to help with determining books in the library. So I'm going to let you take off on any or both of those things.
Well, okay. So Jazz Fest is 25th and 26th, the last weekend of April. And we really do it on the last weekend so they can get as much instruction, but we have to do it before graduation starts, because then the seniors, they're out of school and they don't want to come back and do anything. So thank you for Scott Graby at the Fountains for his donation and letting us allow that. One of the things that we're going to have this year is a Century Space that's going to be new. And there's a few things that I'm still working on, so we're not going to announce them, but there's a Century Space that's a trailer, and you can rent it out. So they're going to have it for children who are on the spectrum. So you can go, it's like a calming room.
Oh, wow.
But we're going to have that. We're going to have some face painting. They've asked us to do some more things for the younger students. So if they have siblings that are older in the band, the other kids don't care, you know, the siblings don't really, you know,
right.
the music, whatever. So we have that. We're gonna have some face painting. Thank goodness Belmont Jazz Band is back. The Victory Drumline and the Cadets are back. We've got 9 high schools and 9 middle schools. And, of course, we're going to have Middle Tennessee Christian and Provident Christian Academy. So that's some great things. Scott Graby, he's just a genius. He attended one of our school board meetings about the library books, which has been unfortunately contentious. But he coded our library law and has made a decision tree. And we have that. We were going to try to see if the state would push it out. They didn't want to because it would take too long. But the decision tree is just you go through, you read the book, and you go through and you click the questions in the book. And at the end of it, it will tell you to keep or look at it more deeply and, or to toss it, that it fits the definition of obscene. So I'm hoping that we're going to start working that out. I'm not sure how many more books that we've got that have been challenged, because there were some that there was 150 that were put out there, and we've worked through some of those, but then the challenge was rescinded. So I'm not sure how many of those that we're still going to have to go back through.
I see.
But everybody's hoping to go ahead and get worked through those and get on to something else.
So hopefully if that, I guess it's software or something that
it
he's
is, yes,
coded and,
yes.
and built.
He did it in Excel, believe it or not.
He
did it. And listen, the man is genius. Not only is he very beneficial to and benevolent to our community, he's very smart as well.
That hopefully that's something that everyone can agree.
Yes.
You know, I don't know that everyone's ever going to agree
on anything.
But the majority would agree that this is a good system to decide and help decide. Because sitting down and reading every single book front to back, cover to cover, and making a decision has got to be time consuming.
It is time consuming. And, you know, there's a lot of emotions in there because you know, I read things that, you know, may have happened to someone as a child or someone that's my son's age or something like that. So, it's very difficult, but this should take all the emotion out of it, and everyone should pretty much come to the same conclusion with the same book.
Yeah.
So several board members have that. They can reach out to me if somebody wants it, sharpt@rcschools.net, and I'm happy to send it out to you. We wanted to do a beta on it, and there's just so much going on, we've not been able to arrange it. But I'm happy to send it out and people can use it, because that was the intent for the school board members to use it, and for the public to be able to use it. You know, parents can use it as well, that they wanted to be able to read a book and read for themselves, you know, and take a book if they wanted to, you know, not let their students read it as well.
Yeah, so. That makes a lot of sense. I did take a peek and looked and see that you're on with me next month as well.
Yes.
And it happens to be on the Friday of Jazz Fest.
Yes, so. It always is. So I start my day off here and then go straight back over to the fountains. And we start setting up, you know, our audio visual will come in and they'll start setting up and the bands and the trailers and the this, that, and the other. And let me say, I've got a sign up genie, and the juniors and the seniors that need volunteer hours for their scholarships have been champs. I've probably got about 25 students that have signed up. So thank you so much. And that's the thing. This has been an all-volunteer event since Main Street decided not to produce it. And, you know, we would love to keep it that way and keep it about the students. I had hoped that, was it music, what, Live Notes that was going to come across the street?
Right, yeah.
We had hoped that that was, and who knows, it may still come back, if the economy picks up. Because it would be across the street from Jazz Fest, we could use it for parking and also use their venue and get back to the original intent of the Jazz Fest and have some of the workshops with artists. So our intent now is just to make sure our students have a place to be able to come and perform. And because this is really, it's their Super Bowl. I've said it many times. Yeah. And they love it. You should just see the looks on their faces and everything. To do it at minimum, do that. And every year we're trying to add a little bit more to it. So maybe somebody will come through and the
Hopefully
live notes
so.
Will come through. Because I know on the east, that's the west side of the fountains, that the other building is going to come in. So we're not being able to use that for parking because they've already done the geos on the soil and everything. But we've got plenty of parking, y'all. No weddings, no proms or rehearsal dinners. Last year we had that to contend with both nights. So, and that's the main thing, is getting people on the property and parked, you know, back and forth safely. I would love to, for Live Notes to come in where we can make some additions to that and have some workshops for students.
Well, let's not forget about Jazz Fest. It is coming up on April 25th and 26th over at the Fountains at Gateway, and looking forward to that. We'll talk much more about it as the weeks come about. Tammy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Can I say one more shout out to Laverne Middle, Laverne Middle School Dancing Diamonds? They went to regionals at Nashville, and then they're going to Nationals in June or July. So it's LMS_DancingDiamonds. They need your help to get to Nationals.
Good luck.